This is episode 76 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Dr. Robert Davis's book, The Consciousness Connection: Extraordinary Human Experiences and the Nature of Reality. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from a section that's titled Features of the Non-Human Intelligence Interaction Phenomenon. And this is what Bob has written. Encounters of the third and fourth kind include those who have witnessed some kind of UAP vehicle perform manoeuvres that far exceeded the limits of physics or have been in the immediate proximity of a technologically advanced being or beings who physically manifested in 3D material reality. At least some part of the interaction will have occurred during the experiencer's waking state of consciousness, leaving them with explicit memories of events consciously recalled or recalled by a legitimate and experienced hypnotist. Not surprisingly, most experiencers who have interactions with non-human intelligences, or INHIs, incur a traumatic period of ontological shock, a profound cognitive and existential jolt experienced upon encountering phenomena that drastically challenge existing worldviews. Similar to other extraordinary human experiences, or EHEs, people struggle to make sense out of mystical occurrences that fail to fundamentally align with one's personal belief systems, especially when one's consciousness is acted upon by the high strangeness of the event. One's INHI is indeed a complex and enigmatic subject that goes beyond simple psychological explanations, suggesting something extraordinary is happening. These experiences often begin with one encountering a very bright light or hearing a strange humming sound, which apparently can occur any time and any place. During these encounters, individuals report an overwhelming sense of the presence of something or someone, often accompanied by the sensation of being rendered completely immobile, adding to a sense of powerlessness. Most INHI share features common with being kidnapped into an alien spaceship, medical exams that centre around the human reproductive system, or explicit sexual contact with extraterrestrials, and mysterious marks left on the body. During one's INHI, many report a humanoid form, grey alien, characterised by large black eyes and heads, or an energy or force of some type, often represented as a bright blue or white glowing light. They are then somehow transported through walls or other obstacles into a craft described as resembling a laboratory or complex, featuring curved walls, instrument panels, and computer consoles. Many report being guided by humanoid creatures, described as behaving in a cold, controlled and methodical and robot-like manner, described as an android in appearance and behaviour. According to the Experiencer Disclosure Initiative report, developed by the John Mack Institute, many INHIs report common primary themes, involving both physical and non-physical characteristics, including, but are not limited to, 1. Precognitive forewarning, somatic sense, anxiety, that an encounter is imminent from hours to days in advance of the event. Number 2. Awakening to a buzzing electrical sound and or blue or white light in the room. Number 3. Partner sleeping with the experiencer is unresponsive to attempts to wake them. Number 4. Body paralysis from the neck down, having only eyes and head capable of motion. 5. Presence of ultra-terrestrial beings, appearing small and grey with large black eyes. 6. Molecular excitement, manipulation of the body's physicality for transport through solid objects, walls, windows, ceilings and doors. This includes removal from home or vehicle by flotation or levitation, including somatic experiences of bilocation, quantum entanglement. 7. Experiencer enters an exotic interior environment with curvy linear walls and soft lighting, within a physical craft. After effects facilitated by INHIs vary widely. Similar to the common after effects following EHEs, those who have INHIs also undergo a transformation in consciousness, leading to expanded awareness and a profound shift in their perspectives on various important aspects of life. In general, they demonstrate a heightened sense of curiosity and quest for deeper understanding, an enhanced sense of empathy or compassion, and a recognition of the interconnectedness of all life, facilitating the exploration of spiritual and consciousness studies. Moreover, INHI involves consciousness being immediately awakened, stimulated, expanded, with communication being telepathic in nature, comprising instructions or education. In turn, people often report being shown scenes of an apocalyptic Earth future, ecological collapse, global war, near extinction events for humankind, and receive lessons on the interconnectivity of all life. Individuals also report seeing hybrid children aboard the craft, believing they are the result of a genetic blending of human and non-human entities. Upon return, they gain consciousness with explicit, implicit, fragmented memories of the encounter with missing time events occasionally occurring, e.g., individuals come to mid-stride or sitting behind the wheel of a car, including marks, scars on the body that heal quickly. Often, INHI after effects involve high sensitivity to environments, altered emotional states, and increased empathetic response, including the greater awareness of the interconnectivity of everything, animate and inanimate, in the universe, and development of new interests in science, technology, and artistic expression. Developing psychic abilities and altered states of consciousness manifested in the form of ESP, such as telepathy, remote viewing, mediumship, intuitive art, writing, and precognition have also been reported. Other transformative after effects include an increased sensitivity to the ecology of our planet, a decrease in materialism and religious interests, an increased interest in spirituality, and an innate understanding that humankind's technology is out of balance with our species' collective, intellectual, spiritual development. One intriguing aspect of INHIs is the way individuals sometimes frame them as dreams. They might initially describe their encounter as a dream, saying that they had a dream of being taken into a spacecraft and subjected to various experiences. However, when further questioned about the details, they may provide information that doesn't align with a typical dream narrative. If the INHI is indeed dream-based, at least in some cases, it could explain the evolution in the portrayal of UAP and non-humans over time. In fact, feelings of paralysis, fear, and helplessness in vivid lucid dreams can be so powerful that they blur the line between dreams and reality. So it's no wonder that people who may have unknowingly been dreaming insist they actually met with aliens who stole them away and transported them to a UAP. For these unknowing lucid dreamers, abductions are real, they just don't know how to explain it. This shifted state of being does not make the encounter any less real than our normal material physical state, although it's just different. However, the curious thing about people who claim to have INHIs, as with other UAP witnesses, is that experts believe they had nothing to gain from telling those stories to the public. On the contrary, many of them put themselves up for ridicule from family and friends, given the existing stigma. This week I was reading from Dr. Robert Davis's book, The Consciousness Connection: Extraordinary Human Experiences and the Nature of Reality. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFOPodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.